Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is out there for everyone. I'm Corey Lowe. I'm from Chicago. Let's begin. Welcome to the Guard Your Heart podcast. For those who have been listening to me since I started this and you're wondering why there hasn't been a new episode, there's been a lot of personal things going on that I had to address, and so it took time away for me to be able to do an episode weekly as I usually used to. Thankfully, by the grace of God, I'm back and I'm going to be able to continue doing episodes again and getting them out at least once per week. We're going to start there. There's also going to be some changes. I'm going to start making my episodes longer after this one. I'm going to try and start adding a few different things, a few different elements. I'm also going to start trying to do more interviews and bringing people on. The point of Guard Your Heart has always been to reach out. So if I'm not ever communicating with anyone, then it kind of defeats the purpose and I'm not necessarily reaching out, am I? And if this is your first time listening, welcome to the show. I hope you enjoy what you listen to. I am a Christian podcaster. My goal is to spread the word, spread the gospel, and to reach out and to highlight issues that need to be dealt with both in the church and within life. I believe that a light needs to be shown upon a lot of many things because there's a lot of discrepancies. There's a lot of misunderstandings when it comes to things like the Bible, when it comes to things like the Christian life, and how the church specifically should handle and address certain things. This is also my first episode of the new year, so a very late Happy New Year to everyone. I hope you had a good new year, and I hope your year has gotten off to a really good start. My year has been pretty interesting so far, and I have a lot of good things coming that I'm looking forward to in the very near future. So I can only thank God for that. And there's so much that I have now that looking back, I can finally realize and humble myself and think that I wasn't ready for it back then. And, you know, the Bible says that we don't go through any more that we can handle. We don't go through any more temptation, struggles that we can handle. We also don't carry any more responsibility that we can handle. I think about the parable of the talents. And I also think about Luke 16:10, which basically says that if you're faithful with little things, you'll be faithful with great things. But if you're not faithful with little things, you won't be honest and faithful with great things either. I wanted to remember to make sure I also brought that scripture up as well. But anyway, back to the parable of the talents, three servants. One of the servants has five talents. The other servant has two. The other has one. And the first two guys, they double their portion. And the master blesses them for that. But the last one hides it and does nothing with it because he's afraid. And this parable is found in the book of Matthew, chapter 25. And just for the record, a talent represents currency. It represents money. So the master blesses the first two servants, but because the last one didn't do anything with his talent, he was cursed, and even what he had was taken from him. The master actually calls the servant wicked and slothful. That servant wasted the opportunity that he got and had nothing to show for it. He could have even done something simple and small and made even a little bit, but he chose not to do anything with it. The point here is not save your money or be wise with money. The point here is all about responsibility. We all have the ability to do things, to achieve certain things. And we have to be responsible and wise with what we have before we can take on more. I'm not necessarily talking about money, but obviously save your money, work hard, don't waste your money. I'm talking about your daily life, what your daily life is, and the responsibilities you currently have. There's a lot of people who want more, who want a lot more out of life, but they honestly just can't handle it right now for one reason or another. And the thing is, God knows that. He knows that if he puts you in a certain situation, if he gave you, if he actually answered that prayer of yours, that you wouldn't swim, you would sink, that it would be too much for you. Because right now, currently, there are things that you have to get in order and that you have to be mindful of and improve upon. You have to make the best of your current situation before you can be elevated and be given more. Otherwise, it just becomes too much and you start becoming weighed down. You start becoming stressed out. You start to feel like it's too heavy of a burden. You know, it's the same way in the workforce. Good companies, and I have to specify this, good companies do not put their employees in situations where they're going to fail. A good company will give them more responsibility and promote them only after they've been properly trained to do more, to accomplish more, only after they've shown that they can handle the responsibility, after that person has stepped up. I had to realize and be honest with myself that, man, where I was currently at in my life, that was pretty much all I could handle. I couldn't manage more relationships, social activities. I couldn't manage more in the career field. Even though I was trying to take on more, all I was doing was stretching myself thin and mentally and emotionally paying the price for it. And that would also reflect on how I would sometimes deal with the people in my life, my family. They'd see me come home and they'd see me with that stress, and it had a negative effect on everything. And I had to pace myself better, and I had to learn more discipline and to change a few things around before I was able to allow God to take me to a better place and to give me more. I had to show that I could actually handle all the responsibilities that I currently do have. And sometimes we get frustrated because we want more. We want to get out of certain things, but it takes time. We don't realize that time is, everything seems like forever with us, but in God's eyes, time is nothing. God created time. Like a lot of people, for example, I kind of got lazy during this pandemic. Lazy with being active and with the exercising. So when I started to do it again and try to improve my physical health, bones started to hurt. I was pulling stuff and I've really felt out of it. It took 2 months before I was able to consistently do the same exercises consistently with a small amount of reps. I'm not talking about some extreme workout. I'm talking about basic amount of reps. Oh, and I hate running. I absolutely hate running. I like going for walks. You know, I have a dog. We have a dog. So I love taking the dog for walks. But that's about it. I do not like running at all. So I got myself a bike. I prefer the bike ride a lot as opposed to ever running. And before I end this quick tangent, my point is I had to adjust to where I was currently at before I could move on to where I wanted to be. Like I said, God doesn't want us to go through any more than we can actually handle. He also never wants us to take on and try to do more than we can actually handle as well either. God is all about balance. And the good thing about it is he is with us every step of the way, and he will be there to help us maintain and keep that balance and discipline. And I thank you, Lord, that you are with us. So to my Christian brethren, keep that in mind. When you show God, when God knows that you can handle more, you will be given more. And what more particularly is for your life Well, that's your life. But as always, thank you all for listening. Please like, share, subscribe, support. The podcast is back. And as always, let's end in prayer. Heavenly Father, I just ask that you bless all those who listen, Lord God. I just pray for continued growth of this and that people will begin to reach out, not just to me, but to each other when they're in times of need. And most importantly, let people reach out to you, for you are our provider, you are our caretaker, and you have us covered, Lord God. And we thank you that you love us with an everlasting love, for you sent your son to die for us, Lord God, and give us everlasting life should we believe in you, Father. And I just thank you, Lord God, and I cover all those who listen, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all for listening.